The governors and Canadian provincial leaders announced the compact in December 2005. Some other states have made progress on what's called enabling legislation, but Minnesota lawmakers are wrapping up their work this week, and Governor Tim Pawlenty is expected to sign the bill. Environmental groups are happy. Chuck Leshevsky is with the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy. He says the plan would not hurt development at the edge of the Great Lakes Basin, north and west of Lake Superior.
There was some questions that were raised over the last month, month and a half, about whether this would affect the Iron Range and whether it would cut off water or in some way limit growth in the area around Lake Superior. But the answers that were given by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources reassured everybody that no, that wouldn't be the case.
Leshevsky says it helps that Minnesota already had state laws regarding water withdrawals from Lake Superior, and he says those statutes are tougher than anything in the Great Lakes Compact. A Wisconsin committee trying to reach consensus on a bill recently broke into subcommittees to hammer out some issues. And some business leaders in Waukesha County, where some companies want more water from Lake Michigan, have been saying they don't like the way the compact would require other states in the region to sign off on some water withdrawals. The compact needs the okay from all the Great Lakes states, from Congress, and from Canadian governments. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.